Welcome to the Cordial Podcast, where we delve deep into the realms of thought-provoking discussions, insightful interviews, and captivating stories that entertain and engage. Each episode will be a journey, an exploration of ideas, experiences, and perspectives that will challenge your thinking and spark new insights. Together, we'll uncover the stories behind the headlines and dissect emerging trends. Whether you're a seasoned enthusiast or a curious newcomer, whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, hitting the gym, or winding down after a long day, buckle up and get ready for an engaging ride. The Cordial Podcast is here to accompany you on your quest for knowledge and discovery. So sit back, relax, and let's embark on this adventure together. I'll be your host, Mungai Kahongoi, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and join us on our social media handles at The Cordial Podcast, at XMunga, to share your thoughts, suggestions, and connect with our growing community. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
Welcome guys to another episode of The Cordial Podcast. Na leo tunarecord tukiwa kwa hangout kwa sababu tutapatana na hawa watu wako busy aje. And today we have sasa tutamuintroduce aje ama tuache tumuintroduce sasa, acha ajintroduce because labda tunaweza choma kidogo. tuambie mzee.
Mimi naitwa Brian Kavalazi. I'm a journalist by profession.
Journalist?
Yes.
I'm
a journalist by profession, but currently I do PR and events organization and management. I'm going to find a kitu for like almost a year now. That is event organization. That's when I founded the Tabasamu Concepts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, create spaces where Gen Z's can network, unwind. Yeah. So, what was the bar?
Well, it is actually a pleasure to actually have this recording with you. If it wasn't for this, most probably hata most of the listeners I have on the podcast angekuwa labda ningekuwa na watu watano wanasikiliza, but it has been a pleasure I think meeting with you and of course having this conversation with you. Juu najua saa zingine ni vizuri kuongea na watu who have created something not for themselves, but from a point of you want others to have a community, to build that community that has one purpose, to make people not get stressed out at hauna place hata unaweza enda kupata na ma peers. You just talk and have fun and then you go home and you're like, wow, today has been a good day, and you carry that energy continuously. Juu hey hata mimi mali tulipatana sababu ilikuwa pabaya man. I think I was just about to graduate.
Yeah.
Na of course nilikuwa na hizo stress, mtu ufikiria unaenda kufanya nini? Kuna connection. Sieti umekuwa hata ukifanya kazi ati throughout when you in school, ati unasema kuna kitu inaendelea, ati kuna kitu tu itanishikilia kabla nipate kazi. You're out there now, pressure inakushika.
Yeah.
Unashindwa. Mimi naelekea mahali kweli. After then unaangalia miaka yako unashindwa. And then now you meet people, you not even meeting, you see people just after or just before graduation, mentioned in our class kutoka first year nini jamaa ashapata kazi mahali. Unashindwa hata si internship, ni kazi. Wewe hata attachment ilikukula kichwa kwako. Unashindwa. But anyway, I think it was really nice, and it was actually through social media. Nilikuwa na peruse tu Twitter, nashindwa ni tweets gani ya huyu jamaa anasema nataka watu wamesomea communication wa Gen Z ati you want to create a group. Ebu tell us why did you feel you wanted to create that now the Gen Z group of comms What led you to that thinking even before Togo Summer Concerts?
Okay, so basically, out here, there's this notion that Gen Z's are lazy, Gen Z's are entitled, Gen Z's are what. And I feel like it's a very dangerous narrative to, you know, keep on spreading.
Yeah.
Because Gen Z's are the most passionate people, creative people. They are the most people. I wonder what's happening in my kazi, man.
But
when I think about what you mean, what's happening in my internships, na kama.
Is international or what?
Na kwa our
at a chaya to pay.
Hey. So I'm like, you guys cannot be saying this, and because one of the functions of the media is to inform people. So I felt like I wanted to bring people when you work in that space.
Yeah.
So like if you're doing PR, if you're doing media, the digital marketer, it's basically anything under the umbrella of media and communications. I feel like we could come together.
Mm.
In us coming together, kunasewa kuna digital outlets, kunasewa social media wanna amplify that message that then this. So kuna ma writers na ma podcasters kawe sasa kuna wase kibao unaona, and I feel like it could come together hata kama tukapata na spotlight tu moja ama wili, you know. Nilikuwa na feel ni kama inaweza saidia cause legacy media maze traditional media it huwa ina touch tu wale wase wenye they give them the numbers
na wenye wako kwa market
like Azia da kiblow up. That is when they start caring about that. But when you answer, hakuna mtu ana nini, unajua?
Unasema kuna cartels.
Yeah. And again, media ni gatekeepers.
Yeah.
So if they decide this is what you guys are going to talk about, or this is the person you're going to show a spotlight on, that is it. You know. So I just wanted to create that space where we can come together as young people to try and change the narrative or even just contribute. You tell people, you know, we are here and we are doing
when this. We are doing something.
Yeah, and so that we can, you know, those stereotypes are then in mind.
Me, your stereotypes, sijai elewa. You look at even from your own perspective, work your individual to peke yake. Sasa leo unapoanga kazi, unaichapanga proper.
Yeah.
Nasia tunaichapa ati juu nataka kujisikia or anything, it's because you know what the type of work that is needed to be put, especially in media.
Yeah.
Because uwezi kuwa tu mtu lazy burebure na unaingia media.
Yeah.
Media, you are required to have your full concentration there. You have to do things in a faculty too perfect in a way that you can't mess up things. And then you come, you hear of these stereotypes where, oh, sijui Gen Z wanakataanga kazi, and you're like, kwani hao watu upatana na watu gani? Ati wanakataa kazi.
Aje sasa.
Bana, wewe hata mwenyewe ukienda tu attachments peke yake, unajichapia kazi ukiexpect at least hao watu wanaweza nibariki na kaintanchi. But then, kidogo, unaanza mtu, hata mkiwa tu hapo kwa workspace, unasikia mtu anasema, na watoto wa siku hizi. Sasa unashindwa, watoto wa siku hizi na saizo wende huyo unakujanga 6 asubuhi. Kwanza hata shift yako ulisema uwekewe ya 6. Unashindwa, hai. Means, to be honest, sijai elewa hiyo stereotype.
Yeah.
It always phases me kidogo juu.
Yeah.
There are actually people who are out here
willing.
Yeah, wanajituma vibaya sana. Lakini tena, unashindwa kwani nani wanapeangwa hizi opportunities.
Yeah.
Watuharibie jina hivi.
Yeah.
And then, sasa unashindwa, hai. Basi kuna haja, si ningesoma basi kwa zingine, sasa hizi vitu zinasaidia nini. But anyway, on in regards to the Gen Z, so has anything come out of the group? how has been the journey since you created that networking space?
Okay, so I think if there's anything, maybe just a discussion.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a group yenye. Because what happened is, and maybe we'll get it to it later.
Yeah.
I want to create more communities.
Yeah.
So under Tamoja. So I started with Tambazam Concepts.
Yeah.
And then under Tambazam Concepts of Gen Z's in media and communication. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I wanted people to, so that community would do things related to media.
Yeah.
But then our first event was like
Gen Z.
Yeah. A first me kwa na PTSD mbaya sana. Like if something doesn't work unaachana ngapi?
Unaachana na kabisa. You don't try again.
Yeah. If it's not working, it's not working. You know. Yeah. So there was interest, like there was interest, the initial nini, yourself, you're like, hey, this is a community I can belong in. But then when it comes to actually doing something, I don't know the dynamic after you, because I tried once with our channel now, you know. But the group is there, people have information, they share opportunities, and yeah, hopefully we can do something together sometime. But maybe Zambia, let me focus on some concepts for you in the meantime.
As I said, maybe like when you are trying to create that now first physical meeting where people can actually network and get to know each other's faces and all that, all those things, maybe the people who joined the group at first were people probably who are just about to clear university and people who are still in university. So they were like, hey, maybe getting into this community would actually maybe push me forward, maybe getting an internship. And then now this idea comes up, where can we guys meet? And of course kulikuwa na watu, probably they are willing to come. But then unajua hizi groups ni ujuangi ni nani atakuja ama kuji. Hakuna mtu anaongea. Hata ukiweka pole hapo katikati, hakuna mtu anajibu. Lakini sasa zile unakuja kusema nyi watu wa mkoa mnataka kujibu swali. Mtu anakuja anaanza kusema, "Ai, si ungeweka tungekuja." Sasa unashinda, "Ai." Mimi nauliza, "I am asking this question so that I can plan adequately." So I don't know. Do you think you will try again to like push for an event for now that side of that community?
So the thing is, first of all, I think pia it almost ilikuwa happen timing. I was starting it. So I would also say that at that time we were planning yangu kuwa, you know, because this thing happened by chance. And so my planning I worked with that. But then again, what people don't know is spaces in Nairobi are very expensive. Kuna time utafanya event ya
bana.
If you are doing a free event, inamaanisha kuna mtu ame sweat behind the scene,
na kuna sponsor.
Unaona? So I also need to see, like, okay, fine. Hatuna ado, maybe a event. But unaweza elaborate. Unaweza enda mituki, but it's not a lot of money. Unaona? I need to see your interest.
And at least hata ukijipush, unajua you're pushing for some kind of people who are serious with you.
So for now, I'm just trying also to study the new. You know, Pia, our generation is very different. Generation yetu yenye inaweza kapola, hakuna mtu ana. But ukiweka posta, watu wanashow.
Watu wanashow.
So there are people you don't go and ask at what do you like, what no. Wewe una create kitu mtu akipenda jamaa.
Unaeka.
No. Which is risky if you don't have the financial facility. So I think for me, you know, you're worry yangu, but it's something we can still do. Like, there are a lot of things we can do in Indian communications and even on the side of our faith. Now, you believe, like, if something can help you, say, it doesn't matter ni wapi, it doesn't matter ni wapi.
So in that line of saying, unaekanga poster, and you know there are people who will show up, now, in that conjunction to kiingia na sasa na tabasamu concepts, does it work with you that way, or do you already have people you know they will always show up? So, however much you create content, I'm also going to create. Okay, that is the content. You create poster.
From
to ingia hapa katikati. Wewe, unaweza kani?
Enda kwanza. Ambia joy ya kupatia simu yangu. Simu ni 1930. Tumia poch, nitume pesa kwa poch.
Tumeka hapa.
Kuja tu nayo, usitu distract, weka hapo kando kwanza.
Sasa nilikuwa nasema, in regards to Tabasamu concept, when you create the posters, do you create in faith that you already know, juu umefanya continuous, like it's an year now, we are heading to that first anniversary of having Tabu Samu Concepts create hangouts for each and every month.
Yeah.
Do you now, are you in that faith where hata ukicreate tu hangout yoyote unajionga tu kuna what? Lazima utashow up.
Okay, so the thing that happened is,
yeah,
my first step was to create a community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, very important to have a community because it means there are people who identify you. Tabasamu.
Mm.
Unaona?
Yes.
Inamaanisha, if they're available and they can afford it, they will come to you. Because kuna wase, I'll give you an example. One of the people who shows up every single time.
Yeah.
Alikuwa ananiambia design ya. Like, ya kukwanga nenda out.
Kabisa. Si mtu kutoka hiyo.
Out kabisa. Si mtu wakwenda out kupati nini nini. But then, akaona every month kuna kwa na event moja na happening consistently.
Yeah.
Na event moja na happening every month. Aka commit to that. Akasema, nitakuwa na town. Hata kitoka job late, hata leo vini tuna record, hata toka job late, but lazima atakuja, unaona?
Mm-hmm.
So, when I created the community, ilikuwa inanipatia hiyo allowance ya, I know I have at least 30 people.
Yeah.
When they will always show up, unaona?
Mm-hmm.
These others, 50, mi nakuanga nimejekea nini ya 50, target ya 50.
Yeah.
This other 20, sasa ni mimi kupush, ama referrals, like inaweza kuwa na best anataka kukam na mmoja come check out. Unaona? Yeah, so we have that, and then we also have the sana inakuja mbamba.
Yeah,
ikimbamba
anakuja tena.
So kuna hiyo ripple effect, unaona? Yeah, so na kuanga na hiyo nini ya mingi piga hesabu na piga hesabu ya 30, piga hesabu ya 50, piga hesabu ya 70.
Sala leo.
Unaona?
Uh-huh.
So nikipiga hesabu ya watu 30, inamaanisha they will pay more.
Yes.
Sawa.
Yeah.
So if they say nikisema hesabu ya watu 30, nikisema, we'll have to pay 50 bob. And yeah. Not 50 bob, 500 bob.
Uh-huh.
Nikipiga hesabu ya watu 50, nasema, we'll pay maybe 400.
Oh, so and the more the number, the more una reduce.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sema watu 70, nasema maybe we'll pay 300 bob. No.
Yeah.
Then nakuja na kachini na hapo katikati naangalia to the lower and to the up.
Yeah.
So we get katikati yake, you know. So when we get a middle name, when we get a middle price,
yeah,
hiyo ni kitu naweka, hiyo ndio price naweka, but na make sure that however number ina itakamu
itakuta,
yeah, we are not like Heri ni kava pesa ya venue,
uh-huh.
Na logistics,
yeah.
If kama ni kubaya sana, hizi vitu zingine we can always improvise. No.
Kama ni kubaya, yeah. Ushaipatana, ushaikuwa na experience mbaya. Like, walai?
Yeah. Like, nimepiga hesabu. Because again, kuna kuanga na hiyo nini ya... Unakungumiji umeaminia sana hiyo event. Kwanza zingi kuna kunga na buzz, a lot of buzz around you.
Yeah.
Unakungumiji aminia sana. Adi, uneza naturally utachukua ile ni ya watu wengi.
Expectation kubwa.
So kuchukua ni ya watu wengi na manisha price kwa chini.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't meet the number, ina manisha you are lacking in terms of funds that you need to say. No.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that goes on. I need sound, I need photography, kama video, I need that.
Yeah.
And I can't always call people to come and be focused.
Bang.
Unana. And then weddings are very expensive. Very, very, very expensive. So, kuna faith, yeah. Na kuna logic.
Unapiga tu reality kidogo, juu. You don't know how people can actually respond to such events.
Yeah, but what I know, like for sure, like as long as your price range yangu iko hapo.
Yeah.
I'm very sure people will always show up.
That is actually something I also wanted to touch on, because
yeah.
Even just from the name that you used for the concepts, like
yeah.
Tabasamu,
yeah.
Your thought process, if I understand correctly,
yeah.
was from a point of you just want somebody to have a smile, to get that good feeling, Rakamani, just one hangout,
yeah.
You know, something that can propel you further.
Yeah.
And then you look at, you. I don't think ati ulikachi ni ukaanza kufikiria ati venye unataka ati the event ijae watu sijui ngiri mbili, ati you're creating such big events in a siku ya kwanza. Yeah. I think you looked at what is the easiest target audience to get. Juu kwa hizi hangouts zote umekuja, you get a really wide range of people, just even, and I can say me personally, from the price range. Juu kuna watu wanashinanga tu wakiona IG, watu wamepost IG walienda event gani, walienda event gani, iya naangalia ticket price kwanza na shindo guy, nitaitoka inje kwa hii nyumba. And then you see somebody doing the same kind of things, but the price of course is cheaper, and of course the experience can't be the same in regards to the venue and all these things.
Yeah.
But the experience in terms of what you get outside of that hangout, I think for me is much better than these other big events. Juu sasa unajua event kubwa ikipatikana kila siku lazima utangojea tu Twitter watu walete mama drama zikai, wao sijui nini ilifanyika, nani alifanyika. But for Tabasamu, people actually enjoy it. People actually get back, wanarudi kwa group. You know, our whole week is about just people bantering each other of what happened in the hangout. And for me, hiyo kitu inanibamba juu hiyo kushikia hao watu wenye wanasikianga ni kama they are left out with such big events, and then them having such kind of spaces and opportunities to get to know people, to actually get out of the house.
Yeah.
I think for me that is something I can commend you on, Juve. Nishai jaribu kusaidia mse plani mambo za event.
Yeah.
Nikaona we hii kazi hapana. Juu unaekanga target audience plani, price ticket unajia hii target audience, hiyo ileta shida. Alafu unapatana na like, yes, umesha create kila kitu, uko na sponsors, nini. Alafu watu wanunui tickets.
Yeah.
Ukiuliza, oh, sijui date imeweka, kuna event ingine ina collide nayo.
Yeah.
Oh, kifaya vivi, sijui kitu ingine. And then now you're either forced to postpone.
Yeah.
Or you just unachukua tu wenye watu kwa as long as ime cover logistics kadhaa, then you're good to go. So can you say now in your own experiences of handling the planning and all these things, how many people do you plan it yourself ama uko na watu wanakusaidianga in the back?
Okay, so what happens is me I'm someone is very spontaneous. Like as a kai is an idea next time, but I'm craving and see I completely I start looking for them, you know. And then I have that thing like I have to reach out to people to validate the idea.
Yeah.
I just tell someone near them as an after fun event going on, and sana niambie kwa hivi na hivi, naenda kutafuta msemo mwenye organize event, namwambia what can we do to make the experience. So I basically just do stuff on my own, but I can't take all the credit because all the time I have to engage people who have actually been doing this, or just could get idea to like from a person who is going to attend the event, like so there's that, and then there's a lot of consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with wasema kwa industry na kufanya hizi vitu, I want to know like mimi nafanya ngaji hapa ama mse kaa ashaifanya event kai ni nataka kufanya, like mimi nilifanya, unaona. So I try to run things venye naweza. But I also believe that tunaweza grow pamoja, if we start mindset. And also you have to also understand people, we are living in a very different time. Yenye unaweza kuwa wewe mimia, but it's not like you are free. Akiona kazi, you know, mauna kitu ya kufanya,
mauna kitu ya kufanya.
So life bado is going on, and I love acknowledging that, like I don't want to burden you with stuff. But still, if you can do it even once, I'm always open to that.
So now, of course, you've had the privilege of having several hangouts.
Yeah.
Are you at a point where you're looking at this, let me just call it a dream, of having it being bigger than how it is right now, or you're just fine with the kind of numbers you pull? Do you want to pull, do you want to pull more numbers and bigger, you know, events where now you'll have to actually take logistics seriously, where back on after security firm, back on after event, venue kubwa kuliko then you, we are used to, ama you're just fine with how you handle your things right now?
Okay, so I think for me bigger yeah. bigger doesn't mean the numbers.
Yeah.
For me bigger means experience.
Mm.
You know, like as soon as I could for event in Guinea, maybe I could sound because I could pick up the or maybe they are venue for more. So I could to get some. I can have all the things that I want and elevate the experience. We have 50 people, but we get someone like Costa to come and perform. So I'm not looking at increasing the numbers, per se, but I'm looking at tukisha build ya watu chuan experience vitu. Hata utashangawe. Me, I'm focusing on those 50 first.
Yeah.
Before we go like doing something big. There's no need to find even big.
My experience in Buri. You know, that actually brings me to a thought I had, I think, during the week. Of course, I'm going to kuangalia. Now, you're always turning up to these events in town.
Yeah.
You know, you're so interested in this upcoming artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have such a big interest in them and how they do their things. And of course, like the recent upcomings of Abanton and the artists. So do you think, not even think, do you actually see yourself now, because you said you also do PR, do you see yourself now involving yourself in artist managing and then now introduce that now to this particular concept where you're also trying to bring people into a community and then now connect both of them, like artists can come to such hangouts, you know, and promote them without even you sweating. You come up on both sides of the end, you know, like you have connects to artists who want that kind of space or opportunity to just do their craft, and then you also have the space itself, the opportunity itself. Do you see yourself doing now both?
Okay, so I think for me, I'm all about value.
Yeah.
I'm all about value. So I've been doing it, man. And I'm saying, Akuji, and I feel like there's a lot of people lack professionalism, and it's really in a
disappointing.
Because I don't get it, man. To make kubali, make commit for my kitu. I would understand if something comes up and you're not able to come through, but if you can't
communicate
if you can't communicate in good time, then I don't see it helping you in the long run. So mimi I'm looking at it this way. I've seen someone and I've seen their value, and I'm paying you and you're coming to perform. I'm not calling you to come and do it for free, because most of the time people don't take that serious, especially after they come. And I don't want to be dragged behind. As much as I like I've been doing it for the longest time, but you have to be someone who can show up. It could be small, but let me tell you, man, it's 50 people are driving to your song.
That's enough. Wow, peke yake hata wakipost tu peke yake. So does it mean, okay, mimi naweza taka tu kujua juu umesema ni experience imekupatia disappointment. From what do you think is the issue now of them maybe not showing up or not, you know, doing all these things when you've already had that agreement with them? What do you think is mainly the issue that happened?
Okay. So I think first is the fact that people just take things lightly.
Yeah.
like, you don't know if you don't show up to an event how that can mess me up.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
Because programming me nafanya with you in mind.
Yeah.
Napata.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's that. Two, it's the issue of finances.
Yeah.
Right? And me, I usually tell people, like, I can't pull the crowd, sort logistics,
mm.
and then you want me to pay you.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll just be honest.
Truthful, Kabisa.
I can't. Can you pull a crowd? Like, if you were to put an event in your name,
yeah.
how many people will show up?
Wako,
hey.
Uh-huh.
How many people are you bringing? Because unajua mimi pia najinua. No, no.
Mnasaidiana
nyote. I believe people on the same level.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how business works.
Yeah.
Unakuja, unaleta itani mziki.
Mm-hmm.
He brings the people and the money. Muna split.
Yeah.
You bring the sponsors.
Yeah.
Wanakusaidia kufacilitate venue and logistics.
Yeah.
No, no. They get the value of visibility.
Yeah.
From the people attending.
True.
That's how business works.
Yeah.
Unaget. But you just want to show up. Unataka ni fanya hizi groundwork yote, and then you just come and talk.
And bro, ask for money, yeah?
Bro, like, it never works. So, kuna hiyo mindset, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know. Like, the reason why nimekuja put a fan is because I believe you can do it.
Yeah.
I love your work. Unaona?
Mm.
Yeah? But, kama tunaongea tu business. Starting on your business.
Mm.
If you're not bringing more than what the new talent yako.
Yeah.
I don't see.
So how what does he make it if okay, if they already have that your mentality, where does he make it to enjoy?
Because me I believe man, unapata msanii hata ajaweka ngoma kwa nini? Hata ana ngoma online.
Hello?
Like, bro, you don't have ngoma online, maybe more than a mbili that I doza kwenda kurecording. Yeah? And kuna a lot of factors in it that affect himself here.
Yeah.
But me, I'm like, if you do the event, we record that thing, we give you a post.
Mm.
And then give me a post. And then give me a post. Bana, ukifanya tatu ina tano maze, kuna mtu utakataa, kuna mtu utakataa ukinconvince maze. You obviously you are good.
Yeah.
You are just good. You are just lacking in this other side. Side yenye management huwa inafanya.
Yeah.
Na, you can't even afford to have a manager right now.
Yeah.
Unaona? Yeah. So, for me, maze, I'm always like, there is no value you're bringing to me if it's not money.
Yeah.
No, no. Because, kama ni kuimba, tunaweza imba. Tunaweza have an alternative, you know. But we can't have alternative, ya do. Kama hatuna pesa.
Bana,
kama.
Eh?
Kama hatuna do. And that is it for me. I'm like, heri, nifika po njenye, I know, I have money. Like, I have money.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, I'm going to go to the
house.
I'm going to go to the house. Because I bring value in here, kuna wasewa nataka kuja kumcheck.
Bani.
Julikan. You can't prove a crowd of your own. Like, hata ukiweza kaini, useme, unaita mabiste hako, wakamu.
Hata
wezi pull hata wakimbao.
Hey.
Unaona.
Sasa, in that kind of thinking, can we tunaweza iweka familia na like graduate akitoka campus anakuja nje na hii kiburi ya kusema niko na degree bana, nikaeni kazi ya 100. Unajua inanikumbusha kuna msee fulani nilikuwa class sasa, nilikuwa ninakaribia kumalizia nikiwa fourth year. Kuna boys alichagua unit ya fourth year na ako first year. Ameingia tu first year, second semester, ashachukua unit ya. Anaulizo, hii unit unajua ni ya fourth year. Nasema, ay, mimi niliona tu na nikona interest yake na nataka kusomea, sijui mambo za editing tu, nataka nifanye. Anaambiwa, kijana unajua unaharakisha maisha. Sasa, ika prompt lecturer, anze kumuuliza his kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, alikuwa anaulizwa, like what do you want to do? Why did you choose communication to study communication?
Yeah.
Sasa yuko first year vitu kama hizo.
Yeah.
Anaanza kusema nataka kukuwa news anchor.
Yeah.
Anaulizwa, unajua news anchor kazi yake ni gani kwanza kabla useme? Anasema nataka kusoma news mbele ya kamera, sijui nini. Sisi tuko hapa mafudhia tunacheka. Tunashinda hii boys dada yake.
Yeah.
Anaulizwa, you know you have to first become a journalist first. Yeah. You have to know how news works, yeah, and writing and all these things before you actually become a news anchor.
Yeah.
Kijana anasema, "Ai, miko akili yangu nimepiga hesabu. Nataka kukua nini bana." And he was, "Okay, so how do you expect utatoka high shule uingie news anchoring direct?"
Yeah.
Akasema, "Hey, mimi nimefikiria tu, you know, I'll do my thing, I'll study, I'll graduate. Napata tu kazi hapo nalipwa 100k. Sasa wacha ataje 100k. Na tena lecturer kwanza. Lecturer ni madam anafanya kazi in one of these big media stations. So she was laughing and she was 100k. Yeah, hata ukijua reality kwa ground. Anaulizwa, "Do you know how many people in Kenya wana 100k? Jamaa anaanza kusema, Hussein Muhammad, awazi walikuwa Citizen. Anauliza, "Wewe hata ngoja, unafikiria yeye ndo afikie hata kwa hiyo 100k? Unafikiria nitoka tu shule direct?"
Yeah, yeah.
Akaenda akalipa tu because you even in communication,
yeah,
for me personally, I take communication as an art.
Yeah.
You have to actually get some things right before, yeah, yeah, ushike hizo vitu.
Yeah.
So now in that case, now in that example, yeah, unaweza fikiria ni the same na our upcoming artist whereby wameanza music.
Yeah.
Jamaa amechonga mistari, ako fiti, anaipost status kama sasa hivi unapost status. Hey, watu wanasema, "Hey, uko fiti. Unapata status hata hiyo siku ndo watu wana reply, watu kaa fiti, unaona. We, kumbe hii hey, kitu ni noma." So yeye anapata kiburi in the point of he doesn't know the reality where you actually have to do more,
yeah,
to actually get these people out.
Yeah, they are good.
You actually have to get these people come in,
yeah,
and do more if you want to improve and earn, yeah, from such art.
Yeah.
So anakuja na hiyo kiburi ya like, "It's watu waliniambia vitu zangu ziko fit." So
yeah,
ana expect hizi vitu zingine ni nyinyi mnafanya.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Kuna hiyo umejiandika hata wewe mwenyewe unajua ni upcoming. Yeah. Kazi yenyewe inafanywa kwa background inakuanga kubwa.
Yeah.
So do you think hiyo kiburi ni this is?
Yeah, definitely, because unajua like lazima uanzie mahali.
Yeah.
Ni sema mama. Ndio nifike point yenye ndakuwa nalipisha watu events so that I have some extra money from my pocket.
Yeah.
I have to sacrifice that.
Yeah.
So I have to prove to you that you can actually this is the value that I'm giving you.
Yeah.
And you can actually come to this event and enjoy it. You know,
yeah,
I have to prove that first.
Yeah.
Without that, maze akuna.
I make sense.
No, no. Yeah. So I have to start small, and that is just for everyone else here. Like lazima put in the effort. No, no. Atakani mwaka moja, atakani mwaka mbili. Because it's here when your life in a work,
yeah,
vitu wa GP to evil.
No, no. Hakuna fair ni soko.
Yeah.
Well, the conversation imekuwa noma. Nimeona hangout imeanza kushika. So, sitaki kukuweka sana. Juwe, kazi lazima ifanywe. But thank you very much for coming in. Mr. Tutakuita Brian ama tukuite tu Kavalaji. Ama ni Kavalanye.
Kavalaji.
But anyway, thank you very much for coming. What wanaweza kupata?
Mimi ni Brian Kavalaji.
Uh-huh.
On all social media platforms.
Yeah.
Then on Tabasamu, naweza kupata Tabasamu Concepts.
Yeah.
Across all social media platforms.
Aha, asante sana. Thank you very much for coming in. Thank you guys for listening in. This has been the Cordial Podcast episode 20. Tumefika mbali. Bana, acha tushukuru tu Mungu. But thank you very much for coming in. I hope tutapatana tena kwa hii industry as leo tumeingia YouTube juu.
Maisha tutapatana mzee. Shukran for hosting me.
Thank you.
And yeah.
You're welcome. Haya. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Cordial Podcast on your favorite podcast platform, and don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and ensures that we continue to deliver content that resonates with you. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to explore in future episodes, reach out to us on our social media handles, and we'd really, really love to hear from you. Before we sign off, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to our guest for sharing their insights with us today. As always, stay curious,
stay informed, and stay inspired. Until next time, this is Mungai Kawangoi signing off. Take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Cordial Podcast.